from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bomb threats close. Los Angeles schools, public schools across Los Angeles, California, have been closed due to a threat. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Ramon Cortinez says it was not one school, two, or three. It was many, not specifically identified, but there were many schools. Officials said the threat was delivered electronically. Some of the details talked about backpacks and other packages. The school closures come less than 2 weeks after a couple killed 14 people at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California. In New York, officials said they received a similar threat and determined it to be a hoax. According to Mayor Bill de Blasio, in New York, he said, we'll be vigilant, but we're absolutely convinced that our schools are safe. Saying that the first two rounds of talks on a political transition in Syria are a strong beginning, Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia have the ability to make significant differences.
With regard to Syria, Vienna 1 and Vienna 2 were a strong beginning, opening up possibilities. And I think there is no question, Foreign Minister Lavrov and I have agreed, that together the United States and Russia have an ability to be able to make a significant difference here.
Mr. Kerry commented Tuesday at the start of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Mr. Putin, speaking through a translator, said the U.S. and Russia together were looking for ways out of the most urgent crises. The two officials are also expected to discuss the unrest in Ukraine and combating Islamic State militants in Syria. A little earlier today, Mr. Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, that's Sergei Lavrov, during Mr. Kerry's second trip to Moscow this year. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia announced Tuesday what it called a new Islamic military alliance made up of 34 countries to fight terrorism. The state-run Saudi press agency published a statement saying the initiative will include an operations center in Riyadh to coordinate military operations. Around a dozen Middle East countries will be participating. Officials in Burundi say refugees in neighboring Rwanda are being recruited to fight against the Burundian government, and they accuse Rwanda of aiding the rebels. The allegation heightens regional tensions as political violence in Burundi escalates. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
Burundian presidential adviser Willy Nyamitwe told VOA his government has proof that Burundian refugees have been recruited into armed groups, and he was quick to name the suspected culprit.
We have evidence that people are being trained in Rwanda. Some persons who came to attack Burundi last July that have been called by the army, they reveal that they have been trained in Rwanda.
Nyamitwe said Burundi's government isn't ready to reveal what steps they may take next. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Michael Boyce, one of the report's authors, says researchers spoke to 80 refugees who said they'd been recruited or trained by militant groups. Under international law, refugee camps must be exclusively civilian in nature. No military presence, recruitment, or activities are allowed. The World Health Organization says it's seizing the opportunity offered by a newly enacted ceasefire in Yemen to bring in and distribute urgently needed medical supplies. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA a seven-day truce came into effect as Yemen's warring parties began a UN-sponsored peace talks at a secret location in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports UN and private aid agencies are set to bring desperately needed relief supplies to the Yemeni people during the week-long ceasefire. WHO representative in Yemen, Ahmed Shadoul, says 19 trucks are loaded with urgently needed medical supplies from the agency's warehouses in the capital Sana'a and the major port city of Aden.
We have requested unconditional movement of supplies, personnel, and teams to all parts of the country.
It says a shortage of health workers is limiting access to care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
WHO reports the Yemeni health system has collapsed, leaving millions of vulnerable people. A global freedom of press advocacy group says that China and Egypt lead the world in jailing journalists as Beijing and Cairo attempt to silence dissent and limit stories they view as anti-government. In all, the Committee to Protect Journalists reported Tuesday that 199 journalists were jailed in 28 countries. China leads with 49. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.